after discussing Rabbi Yochanan's rise to greatness, we turn to his counterpart, Reish Lakish, and this story is even more interesting, in my opinion. Reish Lakish in Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tesamah Beis, quotes Mesora that he received from his ancestors, as the Tanaim and Amram often do. So we see that Reish Lakish came from a very prestigious family. But something happened, not clear exactly what, and he took a bit of a different path. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, relates that he sold himself to a tribe of cannibals called the Ludaim. And Tosfos there points out, Dibur Maske Reish Lakish, Zavei Nafshei Leludai. Tosfos points out, Kodam Shechazar Lemutav. This is before he did tshuva and came back on the path of Torah. Demistam Elohayim Zazel Ba'atzmo Kokach. Because if Reish Lakish was really Talmid Chacham, he wouldn't do something so reckless, as we'll see exactly what he did. So it had to be, this is before he became a Talmid Chacham. The Teferes Yaakov, on that Tosfos, interestingly points out, why is it that what Tosfos doing in that they're relating the Gnai of Reish Lakish? They're like, what's the point of telling us a story if l'chora nothing good is coming out of it? Please, you know what happened. The Gemara on Mem Zayin, in Gintaf Mem Zayin, and Rav talks about it to a greater extent, but we'll just say the main idea here. Reish Lakish sold himself to a tribe of cannibals because he wanted to rid the world of them. So even though he was he wasn't yet Talmid Chacham, he was on a different path, he still tried to do justice in the world. And so he set up a ruse to get rid of these cannibals once and for all, and he was successful. But Tosfos says he wouldn't have done something so reckless and sell himself to cannibals as a Talmid Chacham. But the Teferes Yaakov is pointing out that really it is showing us his tzidkus. Okay, we fast forward to Bav Metzia Daf Pedalet Amud Aleph, where Reish Lakish meets Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, Rashi points out, was a robber at the time, and he was walking by the Jordan River, and he sees Rabbi Yochanan swimming in the Jordan, and he thought Rabbi Yochanan was a woman, because the Gemara talks and Bav Metzia talks about Rabbi Yochanan's exceptional beauty, and it also points out they didn't have a beard. So Reish Lakish saw he's a woman, and he jumped in the river to chase the woman. So Rabbi Yochanan, upon seeing this, says, Chel Chel El Raisa, your strength belongs to Torah. You know, with that kind of strength, when he made a really hard jump in the river with all his might, Rabbi Yochanan said he could use that strength to be Amel Batara. Amar Le Reish Lakish says back to him, Shofar Chel Anashi, and you could use your beauty to get a lot of women. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Iyadar Tabach, if you return to a path of Torah, as we pointed out that Reish Lakish came from a very prestigious family, Yaev Nalach Achosi, I will give you my sister in marriage, Deshfir Aminai, and she's even more beautiful than I am. That's exactly what happened. Reish Lakish agreed, and he married Rabbi Yochanan's sister, and Rabbi Yochanan started teaching him, and eventually he became something great. We know Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a very iconic relationship, in that they're the closest of friends, and they argued a lot on many, many issues. We see many times in the Mishnah Gemara that these machloksim were never personal. They were just really trying to get the amito shel Torah, but they were usually between people who were very close and had a lot of respect for each other. When we talk about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in some of their famous machloksim, we will refer back to these character traits, and we'll try to frame the machloksim based on the personalities. Obviously, this isn't as I'd say that their personalities cause them to say this, but that's just a looking deeper into the machlokes. We could see the connection between the personalities and their shitas, and that is what we are trying to do in this series. So next time we will pick up with the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, about Noach and how much of a tzaddik he really was.